The federal government has been steadily rolling out a series of towers with which to patrol the U.S.-Mexico border. These are towers equipped with radar, cameras, sensors, and they're designed to work in unison with agents on the ground. Here to discuss the program is Michel Morisco from KJZZ's Fronteras Desk. Good morning, Michel.
Good morning.
So how much are we paying for these towers, and will they work?
You know, it's a lot like many other federal government programs. If you ask four different people, you're going to get four different answers on the cost. I'll lay out the details of what I know on as far as these towers price. In 2014, the Government Accountability Office estimated that most of a $1 billion program for these types of towers in a program they call the Arizona Surveillance Technology Plan would cost about $1 billion. Most of that would be absorbed by the towers. Now, that said, these towers do appear to be working. They're monitored 24/7 by Border Patrol agents all along the border in command and control units. And what they show is several miles and sometimes up to 180-degree view of what's happening on the border. So from that perspective, they are operating, they are working. Now, we're also at a time when border apprehensions are actually at an all-time low. So are they a deterrent? Most people are going to say they're not a deterrent. They did come in at a time when the border is at one of its most quietest periods.
So, Michel, there's been discussion about these towers going up since 2005. Why has it been taking so long to get this done?
So the first plan was one that cost just about $1 billion, and it had a lot of overrun. It didn't have any real oversight by the federal government. It was being operated by the Boeing Corporation. That was called the Strategic Border Initiative. Since then, there's been a lot tighter exercises of control on the money being spent and on the deadlines being implemented by the government on private corporations. Right now, they've actually turned back to some of the companies that they originally went to in order to build these towers. So far, the rollout has been pretty steady. We're at about at the halfway point, though. According to one federal government contract I read about 3 weeks ago, the Homeland Security Department wants to implement 450 of these towers all along the Mexican border. Right now, they have 230.
Now, a very long way from the U.S.-Mexico border in Washington, D.C., the House is looking to put a little more than $1.5 billion into its Homeland Security bill to pay for the president's proposed border wall. What exactly would that money pay for?
So the money is supposed to go towards this, specifically a concrete border wall. This was what was written into the first contract when President Donald Trump was inaugurated. Now, since then, as you well know, it has evolved to, you know, we're talking about solar panels. Some people have submitted prototypes made of steel. Others have put doors into the wall. So as the material costs have changed, so has the price. Right now, we're talking $1.6 billion. As little as 3 months ago, a Homeland Security estimate had this pegged at upwards of $30 billion. Supposed to be that the money being spent on this is only for the border wall itself. Now, is some of this going to be for towers? It may be. I mean, the president himself has come out recently to say that he's probably not going to build an entire wall made of concrete. So at this point, it's anyone's game, anyone's guess. My estimation is that these towers are actually a tried and true format, and they will absorb their own cost on the side of the show that's happening right now in Congress over that wall.
So does it seem like maybe the towers and the wall could be sort of a tandem kind of thing along the border, where some areas you might have a wall and some areas you might have a tower instead?
I'm actually thinking that what will end up happening is that we will end up with towers on top of walls and towers behind walls and towers where there are no walls. I actually think that there has been this push in the Homeland Security Department, particularly at Customs and Border Protection, to implement and embrace science wholeheartedly. And I think ultimately we're going to end up with a blend of both. How much that's going to cost taxpayers, we remain to find out.
That's KJZZ's Michel Morisco. Michel, thanks as always.
Thank you.